Time On.
Welcome back. You're listening to Time On. Damien Watson with you on this Monday evening. 1-300-736-736. Feel free to call in at any time or send us a text message via the Speckle text machine on 0433 98 11 16. Well, our next guest finished in a tie for third at the conclusion of the Australian Open yesterday in Sydney and is now on the cusp of playing in his first major at Royal St George's in England next year. So very exciting times. At 9 under par, he posted a steady 69 to finish 6 shots behind winner Matt Jones yesterday. His name is Aaron Pike, and he's come a long way from Palmerston Golf Course near where he grew up. And I'm pleased to say that Aaron joins me on the line now. Thanks for your time, mate.
Yeah, g'day. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad. Congratulations on your achievement. Before we talk about what's next, how difficult were the conditions in Sydney on the weekend with that constant smoke haze from a playing perspective?
Yeah, it was really difficult. The first 2 days were pretty benign. There was no wind or anything like that. And then the golf course really showed its teeth. They put some pins in some really tricky spots over Saturday and Sunday. I don't think they liked our scoring the first 2 days. But it was really difficult over the weekend especially. It was, obviously the fires and stuff like that, which is not good. But, Saturday and Sunday was probably better than Thursday and Friday fire-wise, smoke-wise.
That's right. Now, Jason Day has labelled you as one of his best mates. He's given you plenty of advice over the journey. What would be some of the questions you ask him ahead of the Open next year? And why do you think you have such a strong rapport with him?
We went to school together and we're pretty competitive as youngsters, always trying to beat each other and stuff like that and so forth. So we've always got along very well. But questions-wise that I'll probably pick his brain is, how to sort of adapt to the different conditions over at Lynx Golf and stuff. He's probably played nearly 10 British Opens, I haven't played any. So I'll have to pick his brain on sort of how the conditions are, what happens during the week. Does the course get more difficult? Does it bake out? Does it, all of the unknowns that is going to be completely new to me. So I'll definitely have to talk to him about those.
Now, you were in contention for a berth at the Open last year up until the final day. Did that play on your mind at all at this Australian Open, and was it a motivational factor for you this year?
It certainly didn't play on my mind in terms of in a negative aspect. If anything, it sort of put me at ease because I'd been there before and knew what was coming, knew how to approach it and so forth. I didn't have my best stuff last year on Sunday. I was mentally, I probably wasn't as fresh as I am for this one, but... Yeah, I certainly was able to recall the emotions I was going through and so forth last year, which was a huge bonus.
No doubt about that. And you've explained that you're eager to prepare for the Open in the best way possible. What will be involved in your preparation, and will anything change from the norm?
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that today, just by chance. I'm on the flight back up to Brisbane. I was thinking I'm probably going to have to get myself down to Melbourne somewhere and go down sort of those 13th Beach or down the Mornington Peninsula side and find some really windy, fast golf courses, cold and have a bit of a play around in those kind of conditions. Just because I live in Brisbane, It doesn't get less than 22 degrees up here.
That's right. We're speaking with Aaron Pike here on SEN. I was going to ask you about that. What are you looking forward to most about heading to Royal St George's? Because I'm betting that the windy and rainy conditions won't be one of them.
Yeah, well, in all honesty, the harder the conditions are, I certainly like a lot more, to be brutally honest. I actually love the wind. My only win on tour, main tour event, came at Cape Shank, which is probably the windiest event that we play every year. So I absolutely love those conditions. So that's going to be something that I'm going to look forward to. The cold, not so much. Being a Northern Territorian and a Queenslander, I've done pretty well to stay away from the cold. So hopefully there's some freak warm condition.
Yes, I'm sure you'll be looking forward to that aspect. It would be remiss of me not to ask you about the Patrick Reed situation. Do you echo the thoughts of Cam Smith and believe that his actions are not in the spirit of the game?
Yeah, well, I actually haven't even seen what sort of happened or anything, or no, I'm going off hearsay, but... Yeah. It certainly doesn't sound good. What I do hope is I actually played with Mark on Sunday, and we actually spoke about it in terms of the Australians just kind of really getting in behind the supporters, that is, getting in behind the international team. And if something like that can spark a bit of support for the boys, maybe obviously not overstepping the line, but I really do hope that the international boys get a hell of a lot of support this week and the American boys don't get any. That's what I'm hoping for.
We've just had a text message off the Speckle text machine. Try Club Mandalay, super witty out there. Lastly, when you reach these achievements, such as gaining a spot in the Open, Aaron, do you have time to pinch yourself and reflect on how far you've come all the way from Palmerston?
Yeah, it's been a hell of a journey, especially the last few years. I didn't play all of 2017 with nerve damage in my back. 2018, I won my first tour event. In 2019, I've qualified for the British Open. So if I keep going on this path, I don't know what's going to happen in 2020. Maybe I'll win something big over there. I don't know. But you do have to sometimes sit back and just kind of go, holy, wow, how have we got here? So it's something that I'm pretty proud of and I definitely won't live down.
Oh, no doubt about that. And have you had a chance to speak to the family and at least celebrate from that perspective?
I have, yeah. The phone went absolutely ballistic. So the support has been unbelievable, in all honesty. So I managed to speak to obviously the immediate family, the close family, the parents, and had a chat to my coach and stuff like that when I finished up yesterday and today. But the support's just been overwhelming. So I'm probably going to have to put a day aside just to kind of ring people back and say thank you and respond to messages and all this kind of stuff. But, yeah, I'm still pinching myself, and I probably will be right up until I get there.
That's it. Aaron, really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for coming on and telling us your story and also your approach to the Open. It's exciting times for you. All the best.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.